Is your agency ready for Agile? Booz Allen uses the frameworks, tools, and training to make Agile work for you. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
You work for the government. You do one of a million jobs. The pay and benefits are good, and there's almost never a layoff. But would you recommend a job in the government to a friend? To a child? Jeff Neal, the former Chief Human Capital Officer at Homeland Security, has been thinking about this question, and he joins me now. And Jeff, I guess what made you think about that question in the first place?
Well, I've been talking to folks in government about recruiting and about some of the problems they're having recruiting, and it made me start thinking, you know, if I knew people who would be great for those jobs, would I recommend they go into the government today? And it wasn't a slam dunk, yes or no. It was, you know, it depends on a lot of different things. So I thought, well, if it was an interesting question for me, maybe it would be an interesting question for my readers.
I wonder if the most important criterion would be the person themselves, because some people might be, you know, really well suited to a large bureaucratic environment. People thrive. Some people thrive in that. Some people would run from it 100 miles an hour to get away from it. They only want to be, you know, startups or something. So beyond that, though, what else did you come up with?
Well, I think you're right. A lot of it is the person himself or herself, and what's their tolerance for bureaucratic
process.
Irritants. Yes. I was trying to think of the right word. And so that's a part of it. Part of it is, you know, does the job in the government pay as well as it might pay in the private sector? Does it offer promotion opportunities for you? Do you have the patience to stay with it for a while? You know, we hear a lot of people talking about how these days people want to change jobs every 3 or 4 years or even more frequently and may change careers several times. And government doesn't tend to let people come in and move up immediately. You know, you might see somebody who's hired as a GS-7, and then in a year they're a 9, in a year they're 11, in a year they're a 12. They may not have the patience to wait years and years and years to move up. So I think it really depends on a lot of those factors. And the government has some very good things going for it. And in some respects, it's a great employer. And in other respects, it's not so great. And it's a legitimate consideration for a lot of folks.
In some cases, though, especially people that might have had a good chunk of a career done in a particular field, the mission of the corresponding federal agency is often a draw. For example, say you were in transportation. Well, you know, you like that field. It's interesting to you. You've had good pay in it. But maybe the chance to affect public policy affecting that field is really a draw. And I think you see this quite a bit for people that don't enter at the beginner level.
Oh, absolutely. For mid-career and senior folks or people who are wanting to start a second career in an area where they have a lot of expertise, the mission in government agencies can be incredible. You know, when you look at some of the things that people in government get to do and the numbers of people that it affects and the public good that can derive from that federal work, it can be incredibly rewarding. And time again, we see when you look at the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey and other surveys, the dedication to the mission ranks very, very high among federal workers. They really care about what their agencies do. And some of this stuff is incredibly vital work. So the mission is, I think, for the most part, the mission is the single biggest draw of federal jobs.
We're speaking with Jeff Neal, former Chief Human Capital Officer at Homeland Security, now a Senior Vice President at ICF. And the other big issue for a lot of people is mobility. And I'm just thinking this week, several federal CIOs have shifted agencies and moved jobs around. So for people that like mobility, say doing the same function but at different places, and that's one aspect of mobility. The other is to change jobs and change careers within the same employer. And I think the federal government does offer good opportunity on both those counts.
Yeah, those are things that the government is probably uniquely suited for. You know, there are over 2 million federal jobs, and there are dozens of agencies. If you look back at a career, you know, I worked for the government for 33 years, and that was in the Department of the Navy, the Defense Logistics Agency, the General Services Administration, the Department of Commerce, and the Department of Homeland Security. So I was able to change jobs multiple times in a 33-year career, to move sideways sometimes to get experience I was looking for, or to move up and get promotions. And that kind of mobility is something that's really important to a lot of people. What's so great about it in the government is that not only can you move around and can you change employer and type of job, but you also can do it while keeping the same benefits. You don't have to start over again on accruing leave. You don't have to start a retirement program again. So that kind of mobility opportunity within government is another one of the big draws that a lot of people should think of if they're thinking of whether or not they would want to work for the government or not. So yeah, it's a great feature of government employment.
And that gets us to the idea of the pay and benefits. You mentioned pay earlier, and I think it's an open question and really depends on the job whether the government pays better or worse. But when you look at health insurance, retirement, and so forth, even vacation, in many ways, even with all of the discussion about cutting back and pay freezes, changes in contribution to pension fund, it's still a pretty good deal, and increasingly so, in my opinion, compared to the private sector.
It is. You know, the federal government still has a defined benefit retirement plan. That's something that's becoming extinct in the private sector. So if you're thinking, what am I going to be doing for retirement, that makes the federal government a good employer. The health insurance benefits are good. There's an enormous amount of choice of plans for health insurance. That's very good. The life insurance benefits are pretty good. The vacation benefits are excellent. You know, people start out with 2.5 weeks of annual leave and 2.5 weeks of sick leave. They can accumulate that sick leave up to an unlimited amount. And then within 3 years, they're getting 4 weeks of vacation time. That's a really good number. So in that respect, the government is a very good employer. You're right about the pay. There are federal jobs that are underpaid, some that are overpaid, and some that are the Goldilocks jobs that are paid just right. So all of those things are very good. The problem is that they're in the government, and the government has some downsides too. And some of those downsides are pretty significant. You know, how many people would want to work for a company where every day half the members of the board of directors walked out on the front steps and condemned the employer or something they did or some employee in the company? You know, those are things you just don't see in the private sector. The way, you know, private sector doesn't have the kind of politics that you see in government.
The private sector has better expense accounts, too.
In some respects, yes.
So bottom line, I'm thinking you would say that if you weigh the pros and cons, probably you would recommend in most cases.
In most cases, I would recommend it. And for people who don't like some of the things that they see in government, I would recommend that they go and that they try to change it. You know, people who are successful in government can effect change. They can change how agencies behave. They can change policies they don't like, and they can implement programs they do like. And so for people who are willing to deal with all of the political nonsense that comes along today with government, I still think it's a great opportunity, and I would encourage people to consider it.
Jeff Neal is former Chief Human Capital Officer at Homeland Security, now a Senior Vice President at ICF. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
We'll post this interview and a link to his blog at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.